Hey, first I would like to thank you for the opportunity to represent my colleagues at both the Rural Health Research Institute and the Center for Rural Health and Health Disparities at both Georgia Southern University and Mercer University. So, as previously noted, the majority of my research program to date has been focused on kind of examining the rural-urban differences between disclosure experiences, barriers to care, and risk factors for LGBT. What I found when I first got into the literature is that the majority of research in this area is either, and when I say majority, I mean the scant research in this area, probably, you know, anywhere from, you know, a dozen articles, the majority of which are either literature reviews, qualitative studies, and very small sample sizes with limited pockets of the U.S. So some of the research has been on smaller communities in New England and various areas of that. So currently no quantitative large-scale studies examining the experiences of rural LGBT. So the disclosure, no relationship. So basically the purpose of this particular project is to first note the importance of disclosure for sexual minorities with regards to receiving appropriate health care, and also in addition to the importance of disclosure, kind of the importance of it being a positive experience with their provider. In addition, the purpose of the current study was to examine kind of the rural versus urban differences with regards to disclosure experiences with providers and kind of disclosure related practices. So a little bit of background information. Homophobia and heterosexism is currently one of the most common forms of discrimination in the healthcare system. Most notably, the more covert and microaggressions that occur with heterosexist behavior and language and kind of the heterosexist nature of the healthcare environment. And across the literature, it is demonstrated that fears of disclosure is one of the major barriers to accessing appropriate care for sexual and gender minorities. It's kind of obvious when you think about that when a sexual minority, and when I refer to sexual minorities, I refer to anyone that identifies as lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, or queer. And if a sexual minority decides not to disclose their sexual orientation to the provider, it can have significant impact on the health care that they receive, particularly whenever we think about preventative care and sexual-related health. And in the literature, it's found that less than 20% of providers provide medical information related to a diversity of sexual behavior. So most of the time, safe sex education, preventative care, for the most part, is provided in a heterosexist nature and doesn't necessarily take into consideration the spectrum of sexual orientations. So currently, there's a significant lack of emphasis on cultural competency training for providers to respond to sexual orientation disclosures in an affirmative manner and kind of make it a safe place to disclose and a safe place to provide affirming and appropriate care. So as I previously stated, disclosure experiences are extremely important to sexual minority health. With the main emphasis being that a positive experience of disclosing sexual orientation can open up the communication between the patient and the provider. So once they feel that it's a safe environment to discuss their sexual orientation, they are able to discuss other related risk factors, concerns, behaviors, that type of thing. Secondly, the provider's reaction also significantly impacts the quality of care received. So if the provider reacts in a negative way or unaffirming way, it could impact their future involvement with the healthcare system, their compliance with treatment recommendations, and their willingness to seek preventative care in the future. So it's highlighted in the literature throughout that the disclosure experience for sexual minorities significantly contributes to the health disparities that we see in this population. So in terms of rural versus non-rural, there's currently one study that examined the disclosure frequencies of non-urban versus urban sexual minorities. So not specifically examining rural sexual minorities, just non-urban, and found that non-urban sexual minorities disclose their sexual orientation less frequently. So a couple of reasons why study rural versus non-rural differences is that there are a variety of issues that are present in rural areas that may impact one's willingness to disclose, one's safety with disclosure, and overall the quality of care that they receive. So some rural cultural aspects is that rural environments may tend to be more conservative, focus more on fundamental religiosity, more emphasis on traditional heteronormative culture. There's a lot of literature on more prevalent homophobia, heterosexism, and victimization in rural areas. And then there's also this notion of kind of the don't ask, don't tell mentality that rural sexual minorities tend to rely more heavily on concealment and isolation and kind of more of an underground network. And then also kind of rurality is synonymous with kind of the small town culture of everybody knows everybody. So when you think about disclosing to your provider, while confidentiality is assumed to be there, there may still be this concern that your doctor is also, you know, a member of your church or friends with your parents or, you know, all of the notions of everyone knows everyone in a small community. Just to highlight a few risk factors that come up for LGBT in rural areas is that there is this notion of mistrust of the healthcare system in rural areas based off of the cultural factors of reality. There's more cultural acceptance of alcohol and tobacco use, more sedentary lifestyle. There's more of a culture of high-fat diets. Some remoteness and isolation from urban centers where there may be larger LGBT communities and sources of social support. There's some literature suggests that rural LGBT may engage in greater sexual risk-taking and also, as I previously mentioned, a significant lack of LGBT community resources. And also, there's also a suggestion that rural sexual minorities experience, because of all of these factors I'm discussing, greater minority stress and may experience greater mental health risk factors such as substance use, psychological distress that all play a part in their overall health and well-being. So the current study is basically an attempt to conduct one of the first quantitative studies, you know, across the nation to get a good example, a good sample of the disclosure experiences and practices of sexual minorities living in rural areas. So the main goal is to compare rural versus non-rural experiences when disclosing to their providers. So basically, in terms of gathering our sample, initially recruitment focused on contacting LGBT organizations, college GSAs, the gamut. I mean, I sent out probably, you know, 4,000 emails across different LGBT organizations. And then I began to find the significant amount of my sample was either urban or had higher levels of outness if you think about that they're connected to an LGBT organization. And I just made the point that in rural areas there's less LGBT organizations. And so one of the things that I decided to do during recruitment was to also utilize Craigslist advertisements, which I found in the literature that has also been used by others trying to recruit rural men that have sex with men. And so in addition to the recruitment through LGBT organizations, I posted Craigslist advertisements in the community volunteer section in all 50 states and every city in every state for about a 3-month period. So with regards to this specific study, we use demographic measures and then dichotomous barriers to care questions that I'll show you on the next slide, and then also the multidimensional disclosure to healthcare provider scale, which has 4 different sections: disclosure attitudes and beliefs, initiation of disclosure, disclosure communication, and disclosure acknowledgement and reactions by the provider. So again, the recruitment was done online. It was an online survey, sent out the recruitment letter, posted on Craigslist. Participants were taken to the SurveyMonkey to complete and The total sample size was 2,922 of cisgender participants who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, or queer. So here's the sample characteristics. As you can see, about 30% of my sample was rural, more significant in terms of female, about 70%, and then representative across various sexual minority statuses and race. Okay, so I pulled some of the dichotomous questions in our health-related section to kind of examine some of the rural, non-rural differences with regards to kind of disclosure-related variables. So as you can see, across rural, non-rural, male, female, only about 50% of my sample indicated they felt comfortable discussing their sexual orientation with their primary care provider. In terms of avoidance of general medical care and preventative care due to fears of discrimination and victimization by their provider, as you can see across preventative care and general medical care, that the rural participants indicated a greater avoidance, fear-related avoidance of medical care and preventative care. As you can tell, for the preventative care for rural females was over 25% indicated that they avoided preventative care for fears related to discrimination. Also, if you look at has their PCP asked about their sexual orientation, again, only about a quarter of my sample indicated across a male, female, rural, non-rural, that their PCP had even asked about sexual orientation. And again, you can tell that for the males, rural males indicated a less likely to be asked by their PCP. In terms of importance for PCP to be aware, you know, anywhere from 60 to 70% of the sample say, yes, it's very important for them to be aware. Like, it's very important for me to get appropriate health care. But again, only about a quarter were asked. Again, in bold, you can see that the male sample indicated the male sample of rural indicated less importance. And then, lastly, my participants were asked if their PCP seemed knowledgeable and sensitive to LGBT issues. Again, anywhere from 50 to 65%, 63% indicated that their provider seemed knowledgeable. Again, with rural males indicating the least perception that their PCP was knowledgeable. So in terms of the various dimensions of disclosure, I ran a MANOVA for the entire different subscales, and it was significant. And so the follow-up MANOVAs that were significant at the 0.05 level are indicated with an asterisk. And so as you can tell, that in the first box, you can see that non-rural participants indicated lower disclosure attitudes and beliefs, so attitudes and beliefs that were less likely to warrant a disclosure, higher risk perception of disclosure, and lower pro-gay stance to disclosure. So the pro-gay stance is kind of like, it's very important for questions such as, it's very important for my provider to be aware of my sexual orientation for me to get adequate health care, so I'm going to disclose. The next kind of chart, you can see disclosure initiation. Again, the rural participants were less likely to initiate disclosure, less likely to report that their healthcare provider initiated disclosure, less likely to report sexual-related disclosure, and more likely to report avoidance of disclosure. So some of the questions were like avoiding talking about partnership or sexual behavior so that they wouldn't have to disclose and be vulnerable. The next box, you can see that, again, the non-rural participants were more likely to disclose and more likely to... And then the rural participants were more likely to engage in active non-disclosure, so using neutral language, avoiding of disclosure. And lastly, I think one of the most important aspects is that The rural participants indicated a significantly more negative experiences and negative reactions by their provider. And some of the questions were, did you feel like you received less adequate care? Were you looked at differently, treated differently? So there's a variety of indications of homophobia and heterosexism. And the non-rural participants indicated more positive disclosure experiences. And lastly, the rural participants indicated more of this unacknowledged disclosure. So some of the questions were, did your PCP just kind of act neutral or kind of ignore your disclosure or kind of, you know, act like you didn't disclose, so not really follow up on it or even provide affirmative support. So some conclusions. Again, there's a greater fear-related avoidance of care for rural sexual minorities. Rural sexual minority males indicated that their PCP was less likely to have asked about their sexual orientation and seemed culturally competent. Again, though, this was pretty significant across rural and non-rural, with only about a quarter asking. In terms of disclosure, communication, and experiences, rural sexual minorities had lower attitudes and beliefs that promote disclosure, less overall instances wherein disclosure could be initiated, less healthcare provider-driven and sexual behavior-related initiation, more active avoidance of disclosure initiation, lower overall disclosure communication, and greater negative experiences and unacknowledged disclosure. So basically, the takeaway message is that it kind of highlights the need for resources and outreach programs in rural areas and non-rural areas that really teach sexual minorities the importance of disclosing for their health care. But at the same time, as they begin to disclose more or they are actively disclosing, it's important for kind of the healthcare system in terms of a more micro and macro level to facilitate disclosure, have more cultural competency training for providers, have a more safe and affirming environment in terms of just basic things such as having brochures that are related to sexual minority health, including gender-neutral language such as partnership, sexual orientation on basic intake paperwork so that there's a space for them to feel like it's okay for me to disclose. It's obviously a part of the intake process. And then lastly, you know, kind of advocacy and policy efforts to focus on the homophobic and heterosexual nature of the healthcare system and the importance of receiving affirmative and appropriate care. That's it. Thank you.